Welcome to today's edition of Front Porch Talks. I'm Grayson Willis. Thanks for listening. And today I'm joined by a longstanding member of our church at Harrisonburg First Church of the Nazarene, Kirby Dean. Kirby, how are you doing today?
Doing well. Good to be here.
And the reason I have Kirby in today is to talk a little bit about his testimony and more specifically what God's been speaking to him in the last few months as he's been going through a little bit of transition. So Kirby, just talk to us about what God's been speaking to you and how this transition came about.
Well, most folks who know me at all know that for the longest time, 25 years, I've been in college coaching, specifically basketball. Spent 2 years as an assistant at Eastern Mennonite right after I graduated, and then got lucky and caught on at Virginia Military Institute as a Division I assistant for 8 years, and then came back to Eastern Mennonite as the head coach for the last 15 years. So ended up getting 25 years, which to me is crazy when I think about that number, because it just seems like, how could I have coached for 25 years? Because I feel like I'm not even 25 years old. I'd like to believe I don't even look 25 years old, but other people tell me differently. So we put in those 25 years and had a great experience. And the last few years at Eastern Mennonite have been fantastic. The first couple of years were rough building the program, but then once we turned the corner, we were able to attract the type of players that allowed us to have more success. And, you know, it was just a really good run. And not only did we have success on the floor, but we had success off the floor. And you know, I always tell kids, I really believe the kids that played for me, you know, God was in control of that. I think he sent me certain kids for certain reasons, and most of the time it had nothing to do with winning or losing games. So I got to build relationships there that'll last a lifetime, and I have so many of my former players that I keep in touch with, even all the way back to VMI. So that was a good run, and the last 3 or 4 years, you know, 9 years ago, my daughter was born. And once she came around, the first couple of years, you know, when she's a baby, it doesn't really affect your lifestyle as much. But the last couple of years, as she's gotten older, she started getting into her own athletic career. And the jury's still out on, you know, what kind of athlete she's going to be, but she likes to compete and she enjoys it. And so she's headlong into basketball and softball. And one of the things I noticed as a college coach was that I was missing some of the opportunities to see her perform. And the reality of it was, as she got older, that was going to get worse, because more and more often she was going to have games when I had games, and she was going to be playing games when I needed to be on the road recruiting. And with the resources as they were at Eastern Mennonite, you know, I don't want to go into a lot of detail on this, but a lot of the schools have, you know, more than one full-time assistant, and they can really divvy up the work and spread things out so that it's not as heavy on one person, but it doesn't work that way at Eastern Mennonite. So the only way to be successful there in terms of wins and losses is to recruit all the time, and you maybe don't have as much help as you need to accomplish that, especially when you add into the equation that you're trying to see your daughter grow up. So I reached the point where I basically said, if the right situation would come along, and I actually had a conversation with Coach Griffin, our women's coach, and I was in his office one day, and this was back in probably December, early December, and I said to him that day, I said, if the right job came along, and I put a number out there, what I felt like I would need to make to be able to make my house payment and to live a reasonably comfortable life. I said, if I could find a job I thought I would enjoy and it would meet this criteria financially, I think I'm at the point in my life where I would make a change. And I walked to my office 2 minutes later, picked up the phone, and I called the rec department because I was going to be running a clinic for them. And when the secretary at the rec department answered the phone, she said, you're going to have to run the clinic yourself. We're not going to be able to help you because we're going through transition here because we're needing to hire a new director. And right away, I paused for a minute, and then I just said, just out of curiosity, what does that position pay? And the number she quoted was the exact number that I had quoted to Kevin, that I would be willing to consider other options if that opportunity were to arise. So right away, I felt like, wow, you know, maybe this is something I need to look at. And I asked the secretary that day, I said, do you think I should apply? And she said, I absolutely do. So I did, and one thing led to another, and everything lined up, and I was able to get the job, and I got to believe that the Lord was in all that. I'm not a rec expert, although I'm working to be one. That's my goal now, is to attain as much knowledge in the area of rec as I possibly can. And over the last 4 or 5 months, I'd say I've made at least a 50% increase. But I think probably the reason I got the job were other reasons, just, you know, leadership and ability to manage people and be able to organize and put infrastructure in place to make sure that you're getting the things done that you need to get done in terms of serving Rockingham County from a recreation standpoint. So when I tell people now, it really comes down to, it's very simple. For 25 years, I wanted to chase my dreams. I wanted to win as many games as I could. I wanted to influence lives in a positive direction. I wanted to make young men, you know, better students, better human beings, better husbands, better fathers. I wanted to do anything I could do to increase the quality of their life and all the people that surround them. So that was my goal for the longest time. And after doing that for 25 years, once my daughter came into the world, about 5 or 6 years into her life, I started realizing I would get more enjoyment out of, rather than maybe chasing my dream, I'd rather help her chase hers. And I think hers are multifaceted, but I can certainly do everything I can do to give her the most opportunities to be successful. And working as the director of the rec department in Rockingham County, it's just as strenuous as the job I had. It's just as much time requirement, just as much hard work, just as much blood, sweat, and tears. It's not like I suddenly went to a job that was easier. It's not about that. But it is a job that is focused more on being in town, being at home. You don't have to go recruit. It's not as much work at night. You do a lot of you get your fingernails dirty during the day more often than not, although there are times when you have to extend. So the change in just how the work is set up has changed and increased my opportunities to see my daughter do the things that she's going to do with her life. So from that standpoint, that makes all the sense in the world. And that's why today, as I sat here talking with you, I'm no longer the men's basketball coach at Eastern Mennonite, but I am the director of recreation in Rockingham County.
Well, Kirby, thanks for sharing what God's been speaking to you and how he's been working in your life. And I think it's really neat to hear about how, like you said, you had a good career in coaching and you really enjoyed it. And you felt like God used that to help mentor young men, not just on the basketball court, but off the basketball court. But you felt like family was, like you said, with Macy being 9 now and getting a little older and wanting to spend a little more time at home, like you said, particularly in the evenings and not having to travel so much, is one of the reasons why I wanted to come and talk to you today. So talk a little bit about that.
Well, I mean, I just want to be there. You know, Regina and I, when we got married, we thought we'd probably have 3 or 4 children. I mean, we never really verbally talked about it, but we both liked kids. So I don't think there was ever a situation where we thought we wouldn't have several. And that was not God's plan. And Macy, even, I joke with her all the time. She's getting old enough where she can begin to understand things. I've told her, you know, we went through so much financially to get her here. I tell her all the time, I say, baby, we put about $100,000 into getting you into this world. So when college rolls around, you're on your own as far as paying your tuition, because we've already invested $100,000, which obviously I'm joking. But with only having, you know, one child, you know, if you miss it, you can't get it back. So I have one opportunity to soak in this being a father thing. And it's something that I always wanted to do, and I always wanted to do right. And I just feel like the transition has put me in a situation where I can do it more right, and I can be more present, and I can influence her in more ways. Ultimately, to me, that's what it's going to be about. I mean, there's going to come a day, it may be today, maybe tomorrow, maybe another 50 years from now, but I'm going to transition on. And what I'm going to leave behind is the legacy of how I've influenced the people around me. And Macy is really going to be the focal point of that representation. So I don't want to miss that, and I don't want to be absent. And I want her to feel like that she was my priority. It wasn't my career. It wasn't winning games. It wasn't having my name in the newspaper or being on TV3. All those things were nice. People love being popular. They love being recognized. I understand all that. But at some point, you realize that that's not really what it's about at all. And so this has really given me the opportunity to just be more involved with her growth. And also not just her, but Regina, you know, to be around more in the evenings, be around more on the weekends, just to have more of a family atmosphere. That was my goal, and that is what we've achieved. So God has blessed us, and I'm pleased with where things stand.
Well, Kirby, it's cool to hear your testimony, and you were talking about your family and only being able to have one kid, and I'm sure that's a whole testimony and it's in itself, but it's really neat. Not that you weren't always focused on beyond this life into the next life, because I know you've always been focused on that, but now you're able to spend, I guess, a little more time focusing in that area on your immediate family, whereas before you were, you know, mentoring young men, like I said, in coaching and for that for eternity. And then they're both great, but it's good to hear, you know, what God's been doing in your life and how He's used your life over coaching and now in this position to minister, whether it be to family or to friends or to whoever you come in contact with.
Well, and I also have a young staff here at the Rockingham County Rec Department. So there's opportunity to mentor and influence there. And even beyond that, the programs that we run here, the rec programs and the trips, and there's so many things that I may not have direct influence, like I'm standing right in front of the person, but by doing a good job and setting these programs up so that kids get enjoyment and have fun and they develop and they get life skills and they learn to facilitate relationships, there are so many things that I can do as a rec director that may not seem as direct of an influence on Rockingham County and the Harrisonburg area, but indirectly, it's probably even larger than we could ever imagine. So the goal now is I may not specifically work with an individual athlete, but I am in charge of programs that hopefully will influence not only young athletes, but all the way through senior citizens with the programs that we have here at the rec department. So I can still have influence. It's just cut in a little different cloth.
Right, yeah, and it's all important because every soul matters to God. And I know when you were coaching at EMU, you had also camps in the summer where you had an opportunity to minister to kids. And I'm sure you'll have some of those same opportunities in your new position with Rockingham County Parks and Rec to minister to kids as well.
That's right. I'll have, especially directly with my staff, is one area that I can do that. And I'll still, you know, even this year, I was able to continue to have my camp. We cut back on the camps, but we still had the individual camps. So we still had 170 kids from the area. And a lot of those kids are Rockingham County kids. I'd say a great portion of them. And that's probably the single area where I've developed the most relationships outside of just specifically coaching my team has been through my camps. That's how I have so many relationships through the Valley and so many folks that I know. I think we've worked really hard to do a good job with that, to try to create an atmosphere where kids can have fun and get better. And I don't want to turn this into an infomercial, but the camp has been a blessing to me. Not because of the finances of it all, but because of the relationships of it all. And you and I both know at the end of the day, relationships are what it's all about. That's what makes the world go around, is how many people can you have in your life that at some point you care more about them than you care about yourself. You start figuring out it's not about me. And I think there are a lot of opportunities to continue to develop that sort of mentality and that sort of lifestyle as the director of recreation in Rockingham County.
Well, Kirby, I say amen about relationships mattering most, and I can say firsthand from a couple summers during college when I helped work those camps or work the clock or the scoreboard or whatever, that you really had a passion for people and influence on people's lives and making an impact on other people's lives. Anything else that you haven't mentioned that you'd like to share?
Well, I just, I just hope that I can have the kind of influence and the kind of experience here as in Rockingham County that I had at Easter Mennonite. I felt like God was always in that. I used to joke the fact that a Nazarene boy got hired to be the basketball coach at a Mennonite college, that's a miracle in and of itself. And really, I'm not sure it's that different here. I mean, I can't imagine that there aren't people out there who maybe had more rec on their resume than me. But I just think the people that were hiring in both those situations were looking for a little something different. And hopefully, you know, that difference is what I bring to the table. And hopefully that will translate into success. You know, I left Eastern Mennonite in a great situation. Not many coaches get to leave under their own in a good standing. Most coaches leave under bad pretenses, and I left in a great situation where it was all love and everything was good. And the goal is to do the same thing here. You know, I want to work as hard as I can to create the best rec department that we can have in Rockingham County. I want to do that for however God sees fit, 15, 20 years, and then hopefully ride off into the sunset and into retirement. And, you know, I don't know what God has planned. You know, we don't know what tomorrow holds, but we know that He holds tomorrow. So at the end of the day, I've trusted Him with everything up to this point. I'm going to continue to do that. And hopefully when I walk out the door, you know, in the rec department, I'll leave as one of the, you know, one of the directors who did things right and did right by the county and left a legacy that will be appreciated and respected for years to come.
Amen, Kirby. And I like what you said. I believe it was at your last home game at EMU. And you certainly had success on the basketball court. But you said, I don't want my legacy here to be remembered by wins and losses on the court. I want it to be remembered by souls that have been impacted for eternity. Or I'm paraphrasing what you said, but I really like how you said that.
Yeah, and I'm always going to feel that way. Because at the end of the day, you know, some guy that I know had always told me all that matters is that you get the right clothes on. You know, you get set for the next life. So in the age that we live in, you don't do that by preaching at people. And you don't offend them by coming at them in that aggressive manner. You do it by living it. You know, you do it by setting the example and having people say, man, there's something different about this guy. Well, what's different about this guy's life that gives him so much joy? And then when they get curious, that's when you hope at some point they figure it out, you know, that it comes clear for them. So hopefully we can continue to have success and do some good things.
Well, thank you, Kirby, for sharing a little bit about what God's been speaking to you and how He's used this transition in your life to continue to have you in His will, just in a different aspect. And thank you for joining me today.
Thanks, Grayson.
And I'm just going to close today's program praying for you, praying for your family, praying for those around you, and that He continues to use you. Lord, I thank you for today, and I thank you for this opportunity I've had to talk with Kirby and for him to share what you've been doing in his life over these last few months specifically, but how you've used him in the past, you're using him in the present, and how you'll continue to use him in the future to impact those lives around him for eternity, most importantly, Lord. And thank you for all you've done in his life, and I pray a blessing over Kirby and over Regina and over Macy and over anybody else that Kirby comes in contact with, his co-workers, his neighbors, his friends. Thank you for how you've used Kirby to be a light, specifically in Rockingham County, Lord. And I pray that you continue to bless him and his family. I pray for his parents also, Lord. And I pray that you continue to use him and pray a blessing over his family and those around him, Lord. And thank you for his life and the example that he's been. And I ask all this in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's edition of Front Porch Talks. You've been listening to Kirby Dean's testimony. May God bless.